We are making some, and we will be able to announce this. We're making some advancements on changing some of the partnership terms on the Oyedale North license. So I would hope by next week we'll be able to announce that. But they're favorable. There's a good reason why we're doing them, and I'm excited about that as well.
Delaine Weeks, Anchor Resources, how are you?
I'm really well, Andy, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you. So, here's to a great day.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's always my pleasure. And just to make an announcement to all the viewers and listeners out there, Delaine Weeks is going to be in Atlanta, May 14th through the 16th. We're looking forward to spending some time with you there, having meetings with some investors and potential investors, and really meeting you in person. But let's talk about here. Go to what's new with Anchor? How can you update current investors and prospective investors of what's going on with the company?
Sure. So, Andy, we still have multiple wheels turning. On the mineral side, we have our three licenses in Cambodia. We're drilling on the Canada Wall copper gold porphyry project currently with our Vietnamese partner. That's on the An Dong Mia license. And we set up a drilling program for the An Dong Bor. That's kind of on the other side, on the western side of the country. So we would see advancing on it shortly as well. We are making some, and we will be able to announce this. We're making some advancements on changing some of the partnership terms on the Oyedale North license. So I would hope by next week we'll be able to announce that. But they're favorable. There's a good reason why we're doing them, and I'm excited about that as well. So those, all three of those licenses are moving forward. As well, the environmental impact assessment, this is for the first onshore oil and gas project in Cambodia on Block 8. It is complete, and it is now in front of the Ministry of Environment and the Ministry of Mines and Energy. They have to sign off. They have to give us their nod on the 180-page document and say, okay, you can now proceed with seismic. Seismic plans have been put in front of Ministry of Mines and Energy as well for their approval, so they know who bid, what the bid is, and what our plan is going forward as far as a scoping project across those lands. So we've got lots of those wheels turning and coming along in the next couple of weeks. We'll also be providing some announcements about some gains in Canada that we've made on the oil and gas production there.
Okay, excellent. So can you work that out a little bit more for me? Maybe give me an ETA, and if you can't, that's fine. But even if you can comment, maybe a ballpark figure when those the environmental of oil and the Ministry of Mines, I hope I got that right, when those will be back assigned, and what exactly is that going to mean for you guys?
We're hoping that that all comes back by the end of this month, and it means that we can
Soon.
advance on the seismic. So we have 350 line kilometers of seismic planned. It's been laid out, and generally speaking, it's on the west side of Block 8. So we're really keen to be doing that because that's going to give us some drill targets. So yeah, I think the end of this month is our target date on that, and the seismic will come right afterwards, like within a couple of days, because we're ready and the documents are in there. So as soon as the ministry approves it, then we would anticipate also having the approval for the seismic to begin.
Okay, so this should be really a very busy 30 days and a lot of anticipation, really, for the company over the next month or so. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, May will be. Yeah, it's lots happening in May, as not just for me, but for you as well, and your project and the conference. So, but
Yeah,
yeah.
indeed. Talk a little bit about, if you can, really the impact on oil sliding here. It's been, I would say, drifting. It's been volatile, but volatility drifting downward here really since the past probably 4 or 5 months, I'm going from memory here. Comment about that, the impact on you, and does that concern you at all?
Good question, Andy. I think, so let's take the two different jurisdictions. First, in Canada, look, the price of oil is the price of oil. We don't see an increase or a decrease in production based on the price of oil. What we do see is some adjustment as to capital injection in new projects if the slide is a long-term event. Mm-hmm. Our management doesn't believe that it is. We've got some other projects lined up, and so away we go. Now, the jurisdiction of Cambodia, honestly, it has even less impact. We need energy, and our hydrocarbons are certainly going to continue to be 80% of that on a global basis. So it gives us some time while we're doing this seismic and looking out. If oil goes down, I believe oil will go up. You just look at these cycles year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So am I worried about that? No. Or do we think it's impacting our... No. Now, if it gets down to, $20 a barrel, of course we're going to be, kind of going, oh, gee, how long is this going to last? But it won't last. And historically, it has never lasted. We still go back to... So it's just part and parcel of doing business. You have to stay focused and onward. And this is what we're going to do and go do it. And expect... The reality in the marketplace is there will be highs and lows and ups and downs and in between.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I actually was just reading, it was yesterday, it was a report, I want to say it was put out, who was it put out by? It might have been Goldman Sachs, but how the Permian Basin, West Texas has it actually is plateauing right now. So talk about, when we talk about intermediate and long-term especially, but intermediate effects on oil, and oil's been down, go figure. That's going to have a huge impact on all oil businesses, especially uranium businesses, to the positive upside. Is that correct?
Sure. Again, the production in the Permian Basin or even in our Western Canadian Basin, it is, it's just a fact of life. So we make the best of it. We continue to find in Canada some ways of optimizing the production and the sustainability of those reservoirs. And that's part of what I'm excited to be announcing next week, which will probably, about a week from now, will come out just prior to your conference. So it's good. It's positive. It makes great sense. And it's just an example of doing things better, greener, cleaner, and being far more efficient in creating energy and maintaining energy streams for our buyers.
Got it. So if you could, it sounds like you're going to have a really busy month here, but walk me through the rest of the summer, if you went going into the fall. Just really the plan here of moving this, both all your projects, both your minerals, your gold project, as well as especially the oil project. Give me just a preview of that, of what's going to be happening this summer.
So our gold and copper projects, summer is really rainy season in Cambodia. So ultimately, that's why we would like to get this drilling done. And then we do a lot of analysis through kind of July through the end of September. And then into October, November, it's generally dry enough that, or starting to dry up enough that we can move to additional drilling if need be. On the oil side, we want to finish up this seismic before those heavy rains hit. And ultimately, we will need several months for interpretation of that seismic. And that will help us determine, are we drilling the first exploratory well, or are we going to do more two-dimensional seismic before we drill? Depending on who you talk to, and I guess we'll see when the results come in on this first 350 line kilometers, but if it's a no-brainer and it looks like, okay, we have a, let's go drill, it would make sense. I mean, this is the pattern we would use in Canada. We drill the exploratory well, so it would be vertical or directional. Mm-hmm. We log every zone there is, right down to total depth. And then we decide, is the seismic showing that it goes out far enough that we could then come in and drill a multilateral. Or the three-dimensional seismic generally helps us determine, is this reservoir, is this showing that we're out a kilometer or a mile or 2 miles? And that helps determine, I mean, when you're spending more money on a horizontal with multilateral legs, you want to know how far out you're going with those legs. And so that's where the kind of the decision is made after we've got this first seismic in hand. So it really depends on kind of a step-by-step process and the interpretation of that.
Yeah, and so just to all my viewers and listeners, what Delaine is really talking about, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Delaine, is they're going to be drilling a vertical well that's going up and down. And how oil works, think of it as a an ocean or a sea that flows underneath the ground. And there's different pay zones. So you have a pay zone here, pay zone here, pay zone here, and so forth. And you're seeing, you're just drawing completely vertical down to see what pay zones that you hit. And all of those pay zones flow up into an oil well, really. And it's going to determine your oil pressure, really how much oil you have in the first initial, really, few days to year, and then the life of that oil well. So you just want to hit multiple pay zones. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure, that's right. I mean, developed countries will have the only issue permission to go to a specific pay zone,
right?
Because this is Cambodia's first. That's where we're gonna go 3,000 meters. So we can say, oh, it's
a deep well.
How many pay zones are there? And if one's got, I don't know, 100, and what kind of pressure is at each pay zone? So after that, we determine, okay, where do we want first production to come from? Which zone? What makes the most sense? So there's lots of decisions to be made, especially when it's the first onshore. It's very, very exciting because we are so convinced that there's multiple zones, but there's also some pretty deep science and decision making being done at that point as well.
Got it. And the local community is really excited to have this, aren't they?
Yeah, local community. I mean, they're great. They just want to be part of the whole project. They want to know what kind of jobs there are for no different than here. You have a project going into an area and everybody wants to know what's the economic impact. What's it going to do for my kids? And what's it going to do for me for employment and opportunities and education? So we're really keen to be expanding the skill set of both the local post-secondary institutions, but also the local laborers in each community, because we're going to need them. Going to be part of that ongoing. So, I think it's, and we're just convinced that based on experience and based on what we've seen elsewhere, that it's going to explode a whole new economic sector for Cambodia. It will change that country, will change those villages. It will change that economy. And it will make the country far less vulnerable because they will have their own source of energy.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing about all of the news as it comes in the next 30 days and then just really staying in tune to seeing what the plan is over the summer and really going, taking us through the year. And just so every full disclosure, I am an investor in Anchor Resources. A lot of my friends and family members are also investors in Anchor Resources. And Anchor Resources is a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. Delaine, anything else you want to add here as we land the plane here that investors need to be aware of?
I think we also continue with our ESG projects, working with the Indigenous communities on some pretty special leading projects of helping them get their feet on the ground regarding economic opportunities and moving them forward. They have similar problems to what we would have in North America. And so we worked out an agreement with them, and we are instrumental in leading the way with those. So that's going forward as well. And thanks, Andy, for the time. But I think that sort of sums up what we've got here. It's going to be an exciting month.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting month. Really, I might add a really exciting 6 to 12 months here where we should see some explosive growth in the assets that you're developing. And Delaine, just want to thank you so much for your time. I really do looking forward to spending time with you here in Atlanta, and hope you enjoy the conference and hope you enjoy the city.
Thanks very much, Andy. Have a great day.
My pleasure.